Edward IV, Edward V, Richard III. Edward IV, Edward V, Richard III.
And November 5th.
The five?
And November 5th.
Oh, don't be ready. That's 4 weeks.
Now, be you right. I never said that. That was Greenbottle's idea.
Yeah, I know.
Not very crazy at all.
Yeah, well, I hope we get a good start with this issue before Greeny gets here today.
Why?
Why? Strike, he messes me up.
I won't believe it.
I don't reckon he knows anything about it.
Now, how could you get an idea like that?
Well, that's how it sounds to me. I couldn't understand it at all.
Well, fancy that. I thought he might ever.
I think you're following me at first.
I strike down. Quite
here.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, sir.
Yes?
Are we going to go on this history today?
Yes, Stanford, we are.
Well, would you mind explaining about that business last lesson first, sir?
The business last lesson?
Yes, sir. I couldn't understand that at all.
What? I shouldn't think you could understand it.
Why not, sir?
Why not? Because it was a conglomeration of nonsense, that's why not.
Ah.
My recollection of what was said is nothing but a confused jumble.
Yes, sir.
I remember that Greenbottle had Guy Fawkes chasing Richard III, trying to blow him up or something.
Sure.
Yeah. And later he had Richard I shooting apples off his son's head with a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah, was that any good, eh?
That was the biggest lot of nonsense that I've heard for some time. That's what that was.
Why, sir?
Well, I don't go out much these days, and I don't hear the nonsense that I used to hear. Wait a minute. What'd you say? Why?
Yes, sir.
Why what?
Why did he shoot apples off his son's head?
Well, what?
Oh, now, don't be a bill all your life, Stanford.
No, look, and don't you go on talking out of turn, Bottomy.
But I'm on your side.
Yes, all right, but I don't want anybody on my side. I can look after this situation without any assistance from you. Yes, Al. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Don't be a dill all your life. He didn't shoot apples. Don't be idiotic all the time. Richard I didn't shoot apples off his son's head.
I thought Greenbottle said he did, sir.
Yes, all right. I know Greenbottle said that, but he was getting muddled up with William Tell.
William Tell, sir?
Yes.
When was he on the throne, sir?
He followed Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
Wait a minute. No, that's not right.
No, that's not right.
No, I know it isn't.
You're getting the fruit muddled.
Yes, of course. I've got the fruit muddled. But if I could only... It was... Was it on?
Oh, I just said you've got the fruit muddled.
Got the fruit muddled?
Yeah.
Have I?
Well, haven't you?
Wait a minute. What in the world are you talking about? What fruit?
Well, I thought you'd confused William of Apple with William of Orange.
What?
Well, the king who followed Queen Elizabeth was William of Orange. Or wasn't he?
No, he wasn't he. James I was the king who followed Queen Elizabeth. And another thing, there was no king called William of Apple.
Wasn't the chap who shot the apple off his son's head called William, sir?
No. Yes, he was. But he wasn't called William of Apple, and he wasn't a king.
Who was William of Apple, sir?
He made a blue jack, all right?
Greenbottle!
Yes?
And now what chance have I got of straightening this thing out now that you've arrived?
Well, I could put you right about one thing. Stanford made a blue just as I come in.
Yes, well, I...
He was thinking about William of Orange, not Apple.
Greenbottle!
Yes?
Will you please hold your tongue and mind your own business?
Can put you right about William of Apple. Kidding, William of Orange.
I don't care if you can put us right about William of Fruit Salad. I don't want to hear from you at all. We're having quite enough trouble already without you having to explain everything and confuse what little we do understand.
This is a history lesson, isn't it?
Yes, Greenbottle, it is a history lesson. And don't tell me that history is your best subject, because I know that much already.
Yes.
But I think we'd get better results if we struggle along without your assistance.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, if you find yourself getting into deep water, just let me know.
Thank you very much. What?
A nice bloke. A little modest perhaps, but a nice bloke.
Look, you attend to your own affairs, Bottomy. And
Greenbottle,
if you dare attempt to explain anything at all without my permission, I'll throw this bottle of ink all over you.
Oh.
And I mean it, so look out.
Yes.
And now perhaps we can get on with our work.
Well, who was he, sir?
Who was who?
William of Apple.
Stanford, look, are you trying to purposely waste our time?
No, sir. No, of course I'm not.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. As far as I know, there was nobody at all called William of Apple.
Apart from the House of Stuart.
Yes, but apart from the House of Stuart. We all realize that the Stuart, the House of Stuart?
Yeah, well, that's what you do with an apple.
What?
Stuart.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've had Stuart apples dozens of
times. Serves you right, Botany. That's what you get for being facetious, my boy. And don't try and tell me that you weren't being ridiculous, because I won't believe you.
Right.
I don't know what to make of this class. I really don't. You can't seem to apply your brains to your work for more than about 1 minute. You seem to spend most of your time trying to think up ways and means to annoy me and interrupt me.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, hello.
How are
you? Not right, eh?
What?
I was a little late, I don't know. I couldn't help
There, Green Bottle. Ooh. Now, you've got the stick as well, and you can't say that you didn't deserve it. I've given you about 4 warnings today, so you've only got yourself to blame.
Yes.
This class is going from bad to worse.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you'd better watch your step, too, Bose Stanford.
Huh?
You're the only one who hasn't had the stick, so look out. It'll be your turn next.
But I didn't do anything, sir.
Didn't do anything?
No, sir.
You were the cause of all this confusion in the first place.
What confusion, sir?
The confusion about William of Orange and William of Apple or somebody.
But I only asked you to explain it, sir.
Yes, all right. I know you did, but you shouldn't have. I want to get on studying the House of York, which was Edward the Fourth, Edward the Fifth, and Richard the Third.
Yes, sir, I know.
Yes, well, you know?
Yes, sir. I was learning this morning before you arrived.
Oh, were you? Well, why try and sidetrack us off our work with all this nonsense about William?
I thought he was the chap with the bow and arrow.
Oh, did you? Well, you were wrong. That was William Tell, who was not a king at all.
William the king had a bow and arrow?
The maniac's off again.
But what about William the conjurer?
William the conjurer?
Yes, he had a bow and arrow.
You don't by any chance mean William the conqueror?
Yes, he had a bow and arrow.
It's all right, but nobody said he didn't.
He used to do tricks with it.
It's all right, Green Bottle. If there's no need to keep airing your knowledge. I know all this as well as you do. I know that he did trick... Now, wait a minute. What did you say?
I just said he used to do tricks with it.
With what?
With his bow and arrow.
What?
That's how he got his name.
Who? William the Conqueror?
Yes, William the Conjurer.
The Conqueror?
Yes, but they called him the Conjurer because he did tricks.
How did they? Well, as far as I know, they didn't do anything of the kind.
Is your history book of the bridge finished?
Yes, just a cheap one.
Oh!
No, it's not. It's a proper full history book. And there's certainly nothing in it about William the Conqueror being a conjurer or doing tricks with his bow and arrow.
No, sir.
No, I don't remember that either.
No, of course you don't.
He only hit King Harry in the eye with an arrow, that's all.
He what?
He hit King Harry fair in the eye.
King Harry?
Yes, at the Battle of Hastings.
The Battle of Hastings?
Yes, the battle.
That happened to be King Harold, not King Harry.
Harold?
Yeah.
Yes, your mistake.
Exactly, I'll have to be more careful.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute, it was your mistake, or at least it was one of your mistakes.
One of them?
Yes. We don't know definitely that William the Conqueror shot the arrow that hit King Harold, although we do know that King Harold was hit.
Yes, well, there you are. What did I tell you?
What did you tell us?
The man's a conjurer. There's no doubt about him, he's a conjurer.
What?
That was one of his best tricks. The people not only don't know how he did it, they don't even know if he did it.
Oh, what a brain.
That's right. The old man told me that.
Well, that's bound to be right.
Yes, of course it is.
Your old man was there at the time.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't they shoot him in the eye?
No, he wasn't there. And you bombed down by the blue.
Yeah?
Quiet. Nobody gave you boys permission to start a squabble.
He reckoned William the Conjurer should have shot my old man.
Yes, and I quite agree with him, but I have no desire to discuss the matter any further.
He's not that good.
No, well, I realize that, but he's not that good?
No.
Who is it?
William the Conjurer.
What?
He's not clever enough to shoot my old man.
Greenbottle, if you don't stop talking, I'll gag you.
Sure.
And allow me to tell you once more, and for the last time, that William was not a conjurer.
He was in my book, anyhow.
Well, look, you must have the wrong book. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
He wasn't a conjurer or anything like it, so that's final.
What about that guy down on the beach? I suppose that was all done with mirrors.
Done with mirrors?
Yeah.
What day down on the beach?
What day?
Yes, what day?
The day they drove the sea back.
What?
That wasn't a bad sort of trick, you know.
Greenbottle, I assume that in your idiotic ravings, you got slightly confused with Canute.
Yes, but if you...
That was Canute.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that was the Canutus trick he ever did.
The Canutus?
Yes. Some people call it Judas.
Well, I'll pay that. Now I know he's mad.
Get out of here, the lot of you, before we all finish up as mad as Greenbottle.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.